Grown-ups, this show is made possible by supporters like you. Please consider donating at our website, yougoask.com.
You go ask. You go.
You go.
No, you go ask.
No, you go ask.
Welcome to You Go Ask. You've got questions, we've got answers. I'm Jason.
I'm Allie, and we're both elementary teachers.
Today's question comes from Liam in San Francisco, California.
Hi, I'm Liam from San Francisco. How long does it take a teacher to plan the next day?
Thank you, Liam. How long does it take a teacher to plan the next day? Whew, this is a tough question. It's a really great question. It's a hard one to answer, but Allie and I are going to do our personal best. Let's start by defining planning, Allie. Planning to me is when you're thinking ahead to decide what you want to do. As a student, you might do a lot of planning as well. You might plan out your recess. First, I'm going to have my snack. Then I'm going to go for a walk in the rock garden. And then after that, I'm going to play wall ball. That's my plan. That's how I'm going to spend those 15 minutes. And so now coming back to us as teachers, Allie, Liam is asking us how much time it takes us to plan out what we're going to teach in the classroom the next day. And Liam, we're gonna give you numbers. We'll tell you how many minutes. But first, let me say, it really does depend on a lot of different things. And one of the things, Liam, it really depends on is how long the teacher has been teaching. How long have they been at their current grade level or their school site? I will tell you that new teachers need a lot more planning and prep time. When I was a first-year teacher at our school, Allie, I lived here. I was here later than the custodians, who are both wonderful and hardworking, but there were times I was here to midnight. What about you when you first started?
When I first started, it wasn't till midnight, but I stayed here till about 7 p.m. or maybe like 8 p.m. at the latest.
So when you guys are going to bed, we're still here working as new teachers. Now, as a veteran teacher, Allie, I'm home for dinner now.
Vocab check. What does veteran mean?
A veteran teacher is someone who has been teaching for a while. So when we first started, Liam, our answers would be much higher than what we're going to tell you right now, because Allie and I think we'd both consider ourselves, at this point, veteran teachers. We've been teaching for more than 10 years. Allie, talk to me about your planning, because I have to tell you, as a colleague of yours, when I think of planning and who is a really good teacher at planning out their day and the amount of time and effort you put into your materials and your resources and the things that you have for your students, I think you're an amazing planner.
Thank you. So I would say if it was the beginning of the school year, my planning time is a lot longer, because when I think of planning, I'm thinking about what supplies I need, what questions I'll probably ask for that lesson or for the unit, and just checking to see if everyone is learning and understanding what they're learning. And so my planning process at the very beginning of the school year is probably like 2 hours a day, maybe a little bit more. But like Jason said, since I'm a veteran teacher, I have a lot of the lessons already done the previous year. And so I don't wait until the night before. My lessons, I usually plan a week in advance. And so since I've been teaching about 12 years, I have a lot of the lessons saved up from the previous years. Sometimes I'll reuse them. But even when I reuse them, I'm always adjusting. So if it's something that didn't work the previous day, I'll fix it up and then probably reteach it. If students didn't like that activity from the previous year, I'll change it up the following year. If students really understood something quickly, then I might add a challenge to keep it exciting. So sometimes it really depends on what we're learning, how the students are reacting to those lessons. It might take me 30 minutes. It might take me a few hours. It really depends, either on the students or the activity.
Let me ask, what's your favorite part of planning?
I would say, because I love art, is to include art into my activities, making it fun. So whether it's an art piece that we can include in social studies, whether it's including a math game during math time, making it fun and engaging for kids.
You put a number on it, Allie. You said in the beginning of the year, it could be up to 2 hours planning and thinking about the next day. And as you get rolling, that number probably goes down. And so you said it could be 30 minutes planning the next day. I think my answer is going to be pretty similar. If I had to put a number on it, I would say it takes me anywhere from 30 minutes to 60 minutes to plan for the next day. Now, keep in mind, like Allie said, we don't usually plan day by day. As teachers, we usually plan out the whole week. So it takes longer to plan out a week than a day, but it actually saves you time to plan out a week and think about what you're going to do for the whole week rather than trying to decide at the end of the day, okay, what am I going to do tomorrow? But to be really specific to Liam's question, Liam, if I didn't know what I was going to do tomorrow, it's going to take me about an hour. And I'll try to show you what that looks like right now, Liam. So the day ends, students are going home or they're going to after school. I'm in my classroom and I think, okay, what day is tomorrow? Because every day is different. Wednesdays have early dismissal. Wednesday also has library and music. And Tuesdays have ballet and STEAM, where I'm not the teacher up in front of the, you don't want me teaching you ballet, Ellie. You don't want that. So I'm thinking about what I'm teaching tomorrow. Maybe it's a PE day. Then I think about, where did I leave off? And then I think about, where do I want the students to go next? And some of this planning time, Liam, you might walk by my classroom and look in a window and see me. I'm just sitting there in a chair and I'm just actually literally thinking. And once I get all of that organized in my head, then I can start organizing all the materials I'm going to need. Am I going to have to make some Google Slides? Do I need to pull out books? Am I making or printing worksheets? Do I have to pull out math materials like number blocks for tomorrow? Then my last step, Liam, is usually I write the schedule up on the whiteboard, and then I know everything that I'm doing tomorrow.
What is your favorite subject to plan?
You know, a lot of times when you get questions, you have to like really think about it. I know that answer immediately. It's math. I like planning for math the most. I try to bring a lot of games into math, and I like creating my own materials. I like creating my own math games that the students play. Whether that is something from a simple bingo card to a game where you're just playing head-to-head against somebody else to a very complicated tabletop role-playing math game that I've created for my students. So math is by far my favorite. So Liam, I thought it was really cool that you were wondering about planning, because when we started this podcast, it wasn't a question I ever thought we were going to get. I didn't think that was something a student was thinking about. It was really interesting to hear you ask that question, for you to know that for what we present to you, what we're teaching you on a daily basis, there's something going on in the background to make that happen, that we do have to plan these things. We don't just wake up and come into the classroom and just start talking and teaching. We're actually spending a lot of our time trying to present the material to you in a way that is going to make the most sense to you. Thanks to Liam in San Francisco for their question. If you'd like to submit your own to You Go Ask, visit our website with your grown-up at yougoask.com. You can record and upload your question right there. What does your day look like tomorrow? Is it all planned out?
I almost have, I don't know. For the most part, yes, I do have it planned.
I'm not being a veteran teacher right now. I haven't planned out tomorrow. I got to get to work on that.